On the show today, we have Best Innovation Group's very own Elizabeth Robbins talking about their latest award, their Project Voice Award that they won for their Five Voice Banking platform, and also the latest news on their CU Voice Registry. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Best Innovation Group's very own Elizabeth Robbins. Elizabeth, how are you?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us as well. You guys have some good news to share because you guys recently got back from the Project Voice event, and where you guys won an award for your voice banking platform, Five, I believe, right?
Yep. We're pretty excited about that. The Project Voice Conference is actually a huge event in the voice first space. Mm-hmm. There's like nearly 3,000 people at this event. And people come from literally all over the world, like 26 countries.
Oh my gosh.
To come to Chattanooga, Tennessee for this event, right?
Of all the places.
Right. Yeah, you would think. But, you know, Chattanooga is actually home to the country's fastest internet. So that's a big selling point for them from a business perspective, and a great venue. They have a wonderful conference center there, and we certainly filled it up. So it was a lot of fun, and we came back very excited. It's primarily a developer focused event, so it's a great opportunity for us to meet other companies in the voice space that are doing things, and just kind of learn from the voice services. All the new cool stuff that's coming up. So Amazon, Google, Samsung, SoundHound were all there and telling us about neat stuff that's coming up for next year.
Yeah, I bet you're kind of like a kid in a candy store there, I bet. You're just like eating it all up, basically, you know, pardon the pun. So what does this mean for Best Innovation Group and its Five platform, voice banking platform? What does it mean to win this award? What does it mean for you guys?
You know, one of the things that the presenter said was when you're blazing new trails, you're taking a lot of risk you're figuring out things. And to be a company that's doing that in such a regulated environment like banking is a real achievement for us, for the industry, for the credit union movement, for all of that. And so it was great that people recognize that this was a feat. You know, this creation and deployment and implementation of voice as a platform for doing transactional banking is something that's really still out on the leading edge. Yeah. It's not something that people are just all diving into. It's a difficult space to be in. And this was kind of recognition from our peers that we're doing a great job with that. Big is really doing something in this space that not really anybody else is doing. And that's creating this multi-system platform where we can plug in multiple voice services and multiple back-end systems. And, that's just not really happening. This multi-tenant enterprise grade platform that we've built is really kind of a unicorn. And in fact, John spoke at the event and talked about unicorns in the voice universe, which I thought was interesting because that's really what we've created here is something that is not happening anyplace else in the space.
Indeed. And so what does this mean? Okay, now we're in the throes of year 2020. So what does this mean for 20? I mean, because you guys obviously have a lot of stuff on your plate. I think you have not a plate, but you guys have a buffet going there because you got a lot of things in the fire, a lot of irons in the fire. So what are the plans? What's the outlook for 2020 for voice banking? And especially when it comes to you guys, what's going on?
So we're really excited because there's a lot of momentum from other companies to get on board and partner with us. So we are extending the integrations that we have, adding more online banking platforms, adding more cores. And so we've got a lot of partnering going on. We've got Tom Stacey, our CTO, working on some really great things from an integration perspective. And so he's doing a lot of things with some of our third-party partners in terms of expanding the platform. And it's probably no secret that the one thing, because I've been saying this for a while now, the one thing that I really think that we need in order to make this channel, you know, really pop, the real sizzle, is going to be being able to do bill pay.
By voice, right? Yeah.
We can transfer to all kinds of accounts within the credit union, but I feel like once we can actually get integrated with the bill pay, then it just explodes. And so we are working pretty diligently on getting our first bill pay integration going, and then some, you know, really user-friendly features that I think people will gravitate to from a voice perspective. And that's, you know, the kind of question like asking your device where the nearest ATM or branch for your credit union is. And that's something that you can do on the website pretty readily. We've been doing that for a while. But to be able to do that by voice is specifically interesting because now with the introduction of the Alexa Auto and with most of the manufacturers of cars putting voice assistants into their vehicles, to me, you know, being able to get information about where you're located so that we can tell you where the nearest branch is and, you know, then turn that over to your navigation system and be able to get you there is going to be a super useful feature from a member perspective.
Oh, completely.
So those are really two big things that we're looking at, is integrating more features specifically for voice banking in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bill pay stuff. So we're excited about that.
Wow, 2020 is going to be another fun year, it sounds like, for sure. Because I'm going to be driving around in my car. Where's the ATM? Alexa, tell me where the ATM is. So really cool. I'm excited. So each year just gets more and more exciting. So it's really fun. And you guys are right there on the forefront. So thank you for what you guys are doing as well. You guys also started a registry last year called CU Voice Registry. So can you give me an update on CU Voice Registry? Because this is another cool thing that you guys came up with.
Well, one of the things that this conference really drove home to me was the fact that it's time. It's time for financial institutions to get on to the voice first bus. And so, 3 years ago, I started out saying to people, it's coming. You need to be prepared for it. You need to start investigating it, figuring out what you're going to do. And then 2 years ago, it was like, hey, guys, you know, this is really moving fast. You need to get here. But this conference really kind of pointed out to me that it's here. This is mainstream stuff. This is what people are doing. The adoption rate has been just phenomenal. I very rarely anymore talk to somebody who doesn't use voice in any capacity. And now that voice assistants are available on mobile devices as well as these speakers, it's everywhere. There's no reason that everybody can't use these voice capabilities, which made me realize that we need to make a path for credit unions to get started faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the idea behind the CU Voice Registry, is this is a first step that credit unions can take that is a low barrier to entry. It's not expensive, it's not time consuming, it does not require integration. So you can get in fast, create a marketing skill that is available to anyone, and make information about your credit union accessible to your community. And there's all kinds of things that we put into those skills. It can be a stepping stone to a more integrated solution if that's the right next step for your credit union. So we're really trying to get people there sooner. And because the integration process for a financial institution is understandably complicated and takes a while, we wanted to make sure that people could get in. You know, one of the big incentives for us was the fact that Google has decided that that their action names and invocations have to be unique. So unlike in Amazon, where Community Credit Union, all six of them across the United States could all, you know, lock down that name and invocation if they wanted to, Google's not going to allow that. They're going to do a first to market thing. So if you are community credit union and you want to get that as your skill name and invocation locked in, you need to jump in now. And we needed something that we could do fast, because Google and Amazon won't confirm or lock in those names until you give them a skill or an action to be certified.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that's kind of unique about this process, is we can't just build something and put it out there. We have to build something and give it to Amazon and Google and say, okay, you guys check this out and make sure it's okay.
Right.
They do that for every voice application, not just the integrated banking applications. So everything needs to go through that process and be confirmed. So we wanted to make sure that the thing that we were doing would allow people to get into that certification process quickly, so that they don't get locked out of using their preferred name.
So
that's really the idea. Some of the credit unions that are doing this are there to reserve their name, and some of them are there to create a marketing tool, right? And some of them are there as, like we said, the first step towards their transactional capabilities, right? We get this and then eventually we can expand it. And that's one of the things that's unique about the Five platform, is that it's all one solution, and we can enable and disable certain features and functions to match what the financial institution wants to accomplish.
Gotcha.
So people who go through CUVR and get the marketing aspects of it are using the same platform and hosting the same data as the people who are doing the fully transactional version.
Cool.
So at some point, we can just flip on the transactional capabilities for them and expand it. So there's a lot of really great features that support the CU Voice Registry. But I think, my biggest call to action right now is, it's time, it's now. You don't want to wait. If you don't get on this until this time next year, then I'm going to be in a panic for you, because we expect a lot of financial institutions to be pouring into this space. Some of them will be on Five and some of them won't, and that's okay, because there's lots of financial institutions.
Sure.
And there's a lot of different solutions, and so that creates a great opportunity for people to use the solution that's right for them.
Yeah, this reminds me of the early days of getting a domain, URL, your own URL. You know, if you didn't get it, oh my gosh, So this kind of reminds me of that.
Terrible URL, right? it's really, that's one of the reasons why we call it a voice registry, is because that's kind of what they're doing. Financial institutions are registering their name.
Right.
Like I said, some of them actually want to create an experience for people, and some of them just want to take that name and set it aside so that when they're ready, they can go forward.
Right.
And either way, that works for us. We want to make sure that we're providing a tool that gives you a path.
Indeed. So what's the latest with it right now? Because you guys have already had a number of credit unions sign up and register their names and things like that, which is really exciting. So it's working. And that's really cool to see.
So we've had 12 or 15 credit unions, I think, sign up through the CU Voice Registry.
Right.
And of course, the CU Voice Registry is kind of a self-service experience, a little bit like going out to GoDaddy and setting everything up online.
Right.
When you go there and pay that annual subscription fee, which is very low, we provide a wizard. And we just ask the credit unions to put in some information, and we can take that and use it to build their voice applications. But it's a very self-service environment, because we want it to be streamlined, and putting a bunch of people, in between us and that outcome, doesn't really speed it up. So it's a nice self-service tool that I think everybody can use. We provide a lot of documentation and some videos about things that they can do. My favorite part is that the credit unions can basically invent their own questions and answers. They're not using like a cookie cutter, right? We're not giving everybody the same information and just, filling in the blanks with your address and phone number. You can go out there and you can let people ask whatever questions you think are pertinent to your financial institution, which I think is great. And a lot of credit unions have a lot to say about their community involvement and their foundations and the amount of money that they give back and give away. Mm-hmm. And those are all great topics to put into these voice applications. So I love to see the creative things that people are coming up with to tell their community about.
And I like the fact that you guys are really pushing that proverbial envelope to push people out. Because, I mean, this is a, even though this is really brand new and you got some credit unions already in the mix and doing all this type of stuff, we're still in the infancy stages. So it's really exciting to see you guys doing this and the credit unions following suit. And it just makes for another exciting year in 2020. So just really cool all the way around.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Indeed. All right, last question for you. Where can folks go to the CU Voice Registry? Where do they go?
So it's www.cuvoiceregistry.com, all
Simple.
One word.
All right.
Yeah, and all of the information is there. So there's a term sheet that you can look at. There's pricing, including discounts for multiple years.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the multi-year discount. And if you're looking for more information about Five as a platform, or if you're looking to dive head first into the fully integrated transactional environment, you can go to big-fintech.com/5FIVE.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of information about the solution there.
Right on. Good stuff indeed. All right, Elizabeth, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you've got a lot on your plate. I don't want to keep you any further. So, and again, appreciate the time. Elizabeth Robbins, everybody from Best Innovation Group. Appreciate the time, Elizabeth. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome.